Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, in the Scriptures this morning to Romans 8th chapter. We began a series here recently. We've titled, Loving Him. Loving Him, referring to God. In Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse, he said, and we know that all things work together for good. Now, there's a lot of people that have barely been to church know that verse. Everything's working out for the good. And you'll hear people quote half of this verse. Well, yeah, God must have some purpose in it. And you know, like the Bible says, everything is going to work out for the good. That's a misquote. That's not what this verse said. You should not use that as a blanket statement. Everything is going to work out for the good. Because there are millions of people on this planet, it is not working out for their good. And unless there are major changes, it's not going to work out for their good ultimately. This idea that everybody's going to be all right and everything's going to work out good and right in the end for everybody is contrary to the Bible. If you decide to believe that, you're believing something different than what this Bible says. No, this is addressed to a very specific group of people. Not everybody. Now, I know what I just said is not politically correct. It's not what a lot of folks like to hear. But you got what people like to hear, and then you got truth. You got what men think, and you got what God said.
Yes, that's right.
And we got to get disciplined in what our foundation is and what our standard is. And sometimes people want to get up in arms and go, well, I got a right to my beliefs just like you do. Well, if you're a Christian, you don't have a right to your own beliefs, to just make up stuff and believe it. If Jesus is your Lord, you believe what he told you. Is that right? You don't just create your own doctrines. This is going over big, isn't it? No, we got way too much of that. No. Now, if Jesus is not your Lord, well, of course, you're going to do anything you want to do, but you're not going to be all right. You're not going to be okay. What did he say? What do we know? We know that all things work together for good to who? To them that love God. Does everybody love God?
No.
No. There's all kind of folks don't even believe he exists. How could they love him? And then we've already seen numerous scriptures that talk about people that hate God. There's a lot of people on the planet that hate God. I know that might sound strange to you, but the Bible's right. The truth is right. Those who love God have God in their life, and he's working to make things turn out right, ultimately.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to know everything or do everything perfectly, but if you love God, he's working for you. I said, if you love him. If you love him. Now, go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians 8, 2. He said, if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. The scripture says that knowledge puffs up, but love builds, edifies. It's right here in the next, we'll go to the third verse. Knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. We live in what's called the information age. We are a knowledge intensive generation. And the problem with knowledge is the tendency is if you have a lot, the tendency is towards pride for how much you know or how much you think you know. And a pride of superiority over the less poor, ignorant folks who don't know all that I know. And so there is great emphasis on education. And a lot of folks will look down on other people if they don't have a minimum of the formal education that they had. But knowledge, a lot of knowledge, does not make you a good person.
That's right.
Being what people would call a genius does not make you a good man or a good woman. You could be an evil genius.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
The Bible talks about devilish wisdom. Is that right?
Yep.
James talks about devilish wisdom. And being a genius, as people might call it, will not assure that you have a good life or a successful life.
Amen.
At all. Some of the so-called geniuses of the world, both in past historical times and present, are some of the most discontented, some of the most disillusioned, unhappy. Many of them have committed suicide. And they think it's because I'm so much smarter than everybody else. I'm so much more aware, and I realize what a mess we're in and how bad everything is. You know, these other folks are just naive, and their ignorance is bliss. But the truth is, the most knowledgeable and wise among us on the planet doesn't know anything compared to what there is to be known about it.
Amen.
Is this the scripture?
That's right.
If anybody thinks they know anything, they know what? They don't know anything yet as you ought to know it. For one reason, you just hadn't had enough time. Compared to the other beings that exist, we are little babies. I mean, the 100-year-old genius among us is a little child. What God knows. I said, what He knows. Think about what it takes to create a universe, to create gravity and light and matter. You know, a few years ago, some guy asked some university students if they thought God understood radar. That's pitiful. How pitifully ignorant are you to even ask such a question? The only reason anybody ever understood anything about radar is because God opened up their mind.
Yep. Right.
And let them see what He had put in a bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Or some other thing. I've been looking at some things on light here recently, just in my own personal time. And the Lord showed Einstein some things about light and time and his theory and special theory of relativity. I marveled about how that you think, well, why did he see that when for all these centuries nobody ever saw that? Why did he see it? And you begin to see his first job out of university, he worked in a patent office, you know, examining patents. And one of the main things, the patents that was coming across his desk, had to do with clocks. God's got time in front of his face all the time. And at that point, he was looking at something else. He was looking at, he just focusing on light and didn't know that time was the issue. Why did Einstein understand that? Because God meant for him to get it from before he was born, because it was going to affect things that happened in the generation. He wanted that light into the earth. So he had clocks in his face every day until at one point he went, could it be time? And that's the way he is with us. And if we found out something that somebody else didn't know, it's not time to get haughty and puffed up. It's time to realize I'd have never seen that unless God revealed it to me. Unless he reached inside and turned on the light. Right? And even though we see this and we're rejoicing about this, we don't know anything yet compared to what he knows about it and what there is to be known about this. Knowledge puffs up. Love edifies. And here's the thing, keep reading. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man what? Love God. The same is known of him. Even in our churches, in our denominations, in the ministry, emphasis has been placed on knowledge about God. Who's qualified to be in this position or to lead? Or people look for folks with degrees in theology. Is that right? But the truth is, a man or a woman may have their doctorate in divinity. They may understand and can read Greek and Hebrew and Chaldean and Aramaic, etc., etc. But if they don't love God, they're not qualified to lead anything of God. Come on, can you see this? Our emphasis has been off. It's been too much on knowledge about God instead of from a genuine heart loving God. Amen. We're not going to impress God with our knowledge. Right? How in the world could you? Any knowledge you got, he gave it to you. Is that right? He knew it before you did. He's the one showed you. And compared to what he knows, you don't know anything yet. So you can't qualify with him and impress him with your knowledge, what you know.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.